Welcome to the Divine Scheme Podcast, exploring the ultimate conspiracy and its massive impact on your future. That's right. It's about you. And now your host, Mike McDonald.
Last episode, we looked closer at Jesus, the Son of Mary, the Son of God. We looked at why God, the Heavenly Father, would part with His only begotten Son and allow Him to be born through Mary into this sin-cursed world. It's all about the love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." God so loved you just as you are right now, existing in this world. He loved you so much, He presented you the gift of His Son, Jesus. The second half of the verse tells us that without Jesus, we perish. That is, we must eternally drown in the punishment for our sin. Now, aren't you glad that God loves you enough to reach down to you through His Son? But that is only one half of the God equation. The other half involves you, and only you. The ancient verse reads, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Did you catch that? God threw this verse your way, and it is vital that you catch it. There are two persons presented in John 3:16. The first is God, for God so loved the world. The second person could be you. It must be you if you're going to escape a life of hopelessness followed by eternal dread. The second person in the God equation is the whosoever believes. You need to be willing to receive God's gift of His Son into your life. It is not one-sided. As with all things God, it is perfectly balanced. God offers you an out of eternal judgment through His Son, but you must be willing to believe in His offer. God offers you eternal life through His Son, but you must be willing to receive His offer. The only reason you would die in your sin is because you did not believe God's offer enough to receive it. It has already been offered by Him. Jesus has already come to this earth and paid the full price for your sin when He was crucified on the cross. That's all done. It's all history. However, your side of the God equation is not history. It is current. It is now. But if you don't act quickly and receive God's gift of His Son, Jesus, you will be history. Everyone born of an earthly father inherits their father's nature to sin. In that sense, we are all sinners, and the best we can do is to pass on that nature onto the next generation. But now that God has offered you a way out of this mess, you have a chance. But what does any of this have to do with you? I think by now you fully know what this has to do with you. You are a sinner under God's divine judgment, and you need a way out. God offers it to you through His Son, Jesus. But you get in the way of this divine gift because of your failure to believe. The poor devil gets blamed for everything, when in reality, it is you that is your greatest enemy. That's right, you. It is high time that you end your teeter-tottering life and step out in bold faith to the whosoever in John 3:16 that will swallow all his pride and believe. That means to put the full weight of your trust in what Jesus did on the cross 2,000 years ago. You can't turn over a new leaf and reform yourself into heaven, but you can swallow your pride and humbly ask Jesus, God's Son, to be your Savior, to save you from your sin and its pending punishment. How does one receive this gift of eternal life? They receive it by humbly and believingly asking God to save them through His Son, Jesus. Go ahead, pray right now. Remember, you are not guaranteed a tomorrow to put it off. Next episode, I will share with you how Jesus fulfilled His Heavenly Father's plan to guarantee you your freedom from sin forever. The divine scheme, getting you to balance the God equation. It is about you.
You've been listening to the Divine Scheme Podcast with Mike McDonald. Follow us each week for your regular dose of God's divine scheme involving you. That's right. It's about you.